Good evening, Bulldog football fans. This is Jim Moore here with you for some live play-by-play football action as the Iowa Bulldogs take on the Rotan Yellowhammers, which I learned is neither a tool you buy at a hardware store nor a watch, but rather earth. So, there you go. Starting the game early due to some official shortages that have been around. The Bulldogs are out at midfield now. You've got the three seniors, Cabrera, and Allen. The three senior captains for the Bulldogs out in the middle of the field, flipping the coin, talking to the referee right now as we speak. This opens up district play for the Bulldogs. There's not really been a common opponent between Rotan and Iowa, so we're kind of left with trying to figure out what's going to go on. The Bulldogs are going to receive. So, the Bulldogs are going to receive the opening kickoff. They'll be returning it from the right of the field towards the left side of the field. Again, opening up District 4, all of our districts. The Bulldogs are playing Rotan tonight. Roby is playing at Hermley, and Westbrook is playing at Highland. Rankings so far, the Bulldogs had a bye week last week, took the week off. So they're coming into the game ranked number 12, according to sixmanfootball.com, while the Yellowhammers are coming into the game ranked number 50. So, should be a game, as long as the Bulldogs take care of business, should be able to do so. I do know that Rotan has a young man who is blazing fast. And so as long as the Bulldogs play that dominant dog defense, and keep the eye rolling and going, they should be good and be able to handle the start off district well. So, I hope you can hear them in the back. That one was right behind me. Is working and it is amped and ready to go. I hope you can hear. The Bulldogs are going to set to receive, going on the right of the field, going all the way down to the left side of the field against the Yellowhammers as we open up district. We'll keep our eye on the rest of the scoreboard, although our game got moved up due to the official shortage, so our officials will leave our game when they're done, I believe. So rest will be the Roby-Hermley game, so they can't start the word when they're done. So their game won't, I'm not sure if any of the other teams are going to be playing the field this time. It's kind of a roundabout way I'm getting it saying what I'm saying. So, all right, there's the opening whistle. Rotan will totally look looking like they're going to break the huddle and then come out and decide what they're going to do. It's number 6 for the Yellowhammers. Garza, he's going to be the kicker. Again, it'll take me just a minute to kind of get my bearings. And Garson's going to do an onside kick in over hand. It's going to be Dimitri Juarez who picks up the ball. Neil Bissell, the Bulldogs are going to take over. Good field position. Ball's going to be set around the Bulldogs' 35-yard line. So, Hernandez under center, Pena behind him. Partain behind him getting set in. Back to Partain. Partain running on the far side, hit by several Yellowhammer defenders. Could be pushed to the ground a little bit late for my liking, but it's going to be a loss of about a yard or two on that carry. It was just a typical sweep to the far side, and Rotan was looking for it. All right. Hernandez gets under center. This time behind him is Castillo. There's the snap. Hits back to Partain running down the middle. This time Partain tries to catch it back on the outside. And it's hit again by two Yellowhammer defenders. And they're going to back him up even a little bit further. So looks like it's going to be a 3rd and 16-17 for the Bulldogs. been two run plays. One was supposed to go to the far side, one was going to go to the near side. The one on the near side, Partain had to try to bounce it out and around, and it just didn't go. So now the Bulldogs are going to come out spread. They got two receivers to the near side, three in the backfield. There's a snap, pitch back to Partain. Partain looking to throw. He's got a wide open Allen. No, where defenders around him. Allen catches the ball. Could be plenty for a first down, but he's still on his feet running. He's going to finally be tackled near the 5-yard line or so. We'll have to wait for him to put it up on the scoreboard. Huge pitching catch from Partain to Allen. Allen was wide open, had nobody around him. Caught the ball, ran about 5 or 6 yards before anybody was able to even catch up to him. So now it's a first and goal for the Bulldogs. And it looks like the ball is placed around the 10-yard line on the other end of the field. I can't really tell if they haven't put it. Yeah, they're saying the 10. First and goal from the 10. Ball's on the near half mark. Partain's going to be under center getting set in the Ira eye. There's a snap. Oh, Partain rolls out. Looks to throw the ball. He tosses it deep into the end zone. It's going to be caught and a touchdown for the Bulldogs. The Partain Allen connection. There you go. So that's a touchdown Bulldogs, Brighton Partain to Allen. And we're going to have Cabrera come on for the extra point. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up. And it's good. So, after one, the Bulldogs leading, just a quick offensive drive where the first two runs were stuffed. The Bulldogs go to the air, able to capitalize, field relatively easy, take an 8-0 lead with 8:13 left in the first quarter. Game is brought to you by Ira Pump and Supply. Ira Pump and Supply for all your downhole pump and oil field supply needs. Texas Farm Bureau with agent Stormy Sellers is providing insurance coverage for auto, home, and life. Call Stormy for a free quote. Ira Baptist Church seeks to make disciples who make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, and service. They have service is Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a worship service at 11 a.m. on Wednesdays. They have a free meal at 6 p.m. with Bible study for all ages from 6:30 to 7:30. Check out fbciira.com or hit them up on Facebook and Instagram at Ira Baptist. Again, score is 8-0. Bulldogs leading with 8:13 left in the first quarter after a touchdown pass from the senior, Brighton Partain, to the senior, Zane Allen. And now Cabrera gets his team set and ready to kick the field goal. Cabrera is on the near half. He's lined up like he might go on side. And that's what he's going to do. He's going to take the end over end. He's going to roll to the far side of the field and go out of bounds before it crosses the 15-yard line. So, we'll see what Earl Cannon decides to do if they're going to take the penalty, if they want to make a re-kick. So, the dog defense is out on the field, so it's looking like they're just going to take the penalty. So, the Yellowhammer is going to start with good field position. The ball's going to be set at the... looks like the Bulldog 35-yard line, so already past midfield. It'll be first and 15 from the 35 for the Yellowhammers. They get set in an eye. Toss the ball back to the quarterback who's running around. He's hit by several Bulldog defenders before he's brought down. That's number 24, Demetri Juarez, and number 8, Zane Allen, with the tackle. It was a run. Ends up in a loss, so now it's going to be a second and 18 for the Yellowhammers. Taking just a minute to get all the names and numbers down, especially for the Yellowhammers. 7:43 left in the first quarter and counting. Bulldogs leading 8-0 on a third and 18 play. Yellowhammers get set in a spread formation. There's the snap. Pitch back to number 18 for the Yellowhammers. He tosses it. It's going to be complete. Number 22, Daniel. Daniel still on his feet running. He's going to run into the end zone for a touchdown. So that was just a breakdown in the defense. Daniel was wide open in the secondary to catch it, and so now it's going to be kick attempt. There's the snap. The holder kicks the balls up, and it's good. So with 7:20 left in the first, the Bulldogs are now tied with the Yellowhammers, 8-8. Well, thank you, sponsors who support this broadcast, and that includes the Ira Church of God. The Ira Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. Visit our Facebook page at Ira Church of God. Crossroads Oil and Gas. Crossroads Oil and Gas was established in 2019. In 2020, we purchased Apache's Easter Shelf properties located primarily in Scurry, Borden, and Fisher County. Our field office is located in Ira, Texas, and we strove to support local vendors and charities, proudly employ local residents in the oil and gas industry. All right, so both offenses able to move it on the defense. Both defenses shut down the run, and then two passes was allowed both offenses to score. And so now we'll see what the Bulldogs can do. Last time Rokane, when they kicked off, tried to onside kick it. I would expect them to probably try to do the same thing here, but they break the huddle first. Kicker for the Yellowhammers is going to put the ball right on the middle of the field. Said it was Juarez who recovered it. Dimitri Juarez recovered it. It was actually Caden Castillo. All right, Yellow Jackets gets the ball ready. They're going to kick it. It's going to go end over end right down the middle of the field. Castillo's going to fall right on top of it again. The Bulldogs going to end up with good field position. So the Bulldogs will take over on their own 37. So it'll be first and 15 from the 37, nearly midfield. He said 37 on the intercom. It's 30, the 33-yard line. All right, Hernandez is going to get set under center. Behind him, right behind him as he gets set in the eye right. Hand off the front of Payton, right underneath. Payton is able to squeeze out 3-4 yards. Ball's out. Hernandez jumps on top of it. Like Payne, you might be a little bit shaken up on the play that he had all the people around him. He wasn't making any forward progress, but wasn't boiling dead. They stripped the ball out and was able to fall on it by Hernandez. So it's going to end up being about a 3-yard gain for the Bulldogs. It'll set up a first, well, they're saying it's 5 yards, but it's second and 10 for the Bulldogs. Hernandez under center, Warren behind him, Partain behind him. They snap pitch back to Partain from the far side. Partain still on his feet. Going to drag the file for another 5 yards or so. We'll see exactly where they spot it. Game's tied right now, 8-8, with 6:22 left in the first quarter. So that's going to set up a third and about 5 for the Bulldogs. It looks like the ball's going to be set at the opposing at the Rokan 35-yard line. There's a snap. Oh, there's a flag. The offside on the Bulldogs. So that's going to back the Bulldogs up a little bit. What was they set? 3rd and 4. So that would be a 3rd and 9. So 8-8 here with 5:55 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs are tied with Rokan, but have the ball and are driving. It's a 3rd and 9 from the 39-yard line of the Bulldogs. Hernandez under center, Partain back, or is put off to the edge. There's a snap, pitch back to Partain, looking to throw the ball. Got his receiver downfield and tosses it deep. It's going to be hot. Huge game. Is it enough for a touchdown? Waiting for the referee to get there and signal it. Yes, it is. Touchdown. That was Aiden Foley with a reception. So, that was a touchdown from Brighton Partain to Caden Foley for about a 40-yard gain. The Bulldogs have the ball at the 39-yard line. The Bulldogs have been able to run the ball a little bit, but it's been the passing game that's really been what gutted the Rokan defense. Bishop with the snap, Hernandez with the hold, Cabrera with the kick. It's up, and it's good. That's 16-8 with 5:31 left in the first quarter. Okay, thanks to our sponsors who support these broadcasts, and that includes Schneider Iron and Metal, the top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies with on-site cleanup available, roll-off container services, portable shears, magnets, balers, and car crushers too. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods available with locations in Snyder, Anson, Bigston, Sweetwaters, and Andrews. Another sponsor for the broadcast is the Snyder Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center provides a strong foundation for our community by partnering with businesses and promoting growth through chamber support and tourism. Go get them, dogs. Bell Seifert and Seal Funeral Home, an independently owned and operated, serving Snyder, Ira, Hermley, and Scurry County for many years. Go Bulldogs. All right, the Yellowhammers are out on the field waiting for the Bulldogs. The Bulldogs are breaking the huddle and heading out that way. Bulldogs leading 16-8 with 5:31 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs been able to offensively. They got some traction on the ground that series, but it was really, again, going through the air that was able to move the ball in chunks for the Bulldogs. So two passing touchdowns for Ira in the first quarter is not small, but it is great to see that happening. Cabrera's lining up for the kick. Looks like he's going to line up for an onside. Nope, he pulled me. He's going to kick it deep to number 18 for the Yellowhammers, who's dropped the ball. Bishop. Oh, no, that's hard. Caden. We're just going to call him Caden. Caden dropped the ball. Bulldog special teams is going to be able to pin the Yellowhammers way deep in their own side. Cabrera kind of pulled everybody. He lined up like he was going to kick it on time and then booted it high and deep. And it bounced right in front of the rotating Caden. Wasn't able to get his hands on it. By the time he picked it up, the special teams for Bulldogs were there and tackled him. And so I'm waiting for him to put the marker down where on the scoreboard, the yard line of the Yellowhammers are on the other end of the field, and there was a block in the back, so it looks like they were about the 6-yard line where they tackled Caden, and then there's going to be half the distance to the goal for the block in the back, so now the Yellowhammers are going to take over from their own 3-yard line. There's the snap, pitch back. And it's Caden who gets the football. The ball's going to be intercepted by the Bulldog. Trying to see which one it was in on that. It looks like it was number 11, Brighton Partain, with the interception. So Brighton intercepts the ball for the Bulldogs, and so he was tackled at the 9-yard line. All of a sudden now, the Bulldogs are going to have a first and goal from the Yellowhammer 9-yard line. Hernandez is getting his team set under center. Juarez behind him. Partain behind him. There's a snap handoff underneath to Juarez. Juarez darting through several players. He's going to be able to walk into the end zone for a touchdown. So, that puts the score 21-8. The Bulldogs leading the Yellowhammers and about to attempt the PAT. Bishop's the snapper, Hernandez the holder, Cabrera the kicker. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up. And it's good. Now the score is 24-8 with 5:12 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs leading the Rotan Yellowhammer. Sponsors for this broadcast include McWilliams Pharmacy, the only locally owned and operated pharmacy in Snyder. They have all sorts of gifts and home decor and provide immunizations and a variety of over-the-counter items. We deliver and try to make your health care, your health and care, a part of what we do best. Legacy Fuels. We sell propane, diesel, and lubricants. We've been in business since 1937. We deliver to Scurry County and surrounding areas. The Ivra Booster Club, proudly supporting all Ivra Bulldog activities on the field or in the classroom. Visit our Facebook page to find out how to help. All right, so the Bulldogs leading 24-8 here about halfway through the first quarter. There's 5:12 left in the first. Cabrera is going to be kicker for the Bulldogs again. Rokan's coming back there, number 18, Caden. Cabrera's lined up. He's got one cover man on his left, and the rest are all on his right. He's going to boot it deep again, this time a little bit further. It's going to be caught by Caden in the back. He's running on the near side, still on his feet, dancing around. He's going to be hit and drug down by several Bulldog defenders. The first one there was C.J. Collier. So he picked the ball up. He counted up to three. He was able to run the ball to their 24 before being brought down by the Bulldog special teams. So the first and 16 for the Yellowhammers from their own 24-yard line as the Bulldogs are leading 24-8 with 5:05 left in the first. Yellowhammers get set in the shotgun formation. Oh, like a shotgun wing. There's a snap. Pitch back to the Yellowhammer runner. He's hit hard by one of the Bulldog defenders. I heard it over here. That's number 5, Cabrera. He just laid the top on him. It was number 22, Daniel, is the ball carrier for the Yellowhammer. So he may have got the ball back to the line of scrimmage. It wasn't much. Looks like he's going to say he got tackled 1 yard behind it. So it'll be a 1 yard loss on the run. That's going to set up a second and 16 for the Yellowhammers. There's the snap. It's pitched to Daniel. Daniel running on the far side. He's going to be met by Cabrera again. This time he's not going to get anywhere close to the line of scrimmage. It's going to be a huge tackle for a loss. That's going to set up a third and long for the Yellowhammers. It's been kind of a fan or a feast for the Yellowhammers on offense so far this game. They've thrown the ball twice. One was about a 40-yard touchdown, and the other one was an interception at their own 9-yard line. So it's 3rd and 20 for the Yellowhammers. The ball is on their own 19-yard line. There's 3:48 left in the first and counting, and the Bulldogs are leading 24-8. The run hasn't been working. I would think they're going to pass it here, but we'll see. There's a pitch back to Daniel. Daniel looking to throw it up. He's going to tuck it and try to run. He's going to be met by several Bulldog defenders at the line of scrimmage. There's 6 of them right there. They're going to drag him up down. Good run by Daniel. He had 5 Bulldog defenders right there. He's able to power forward. He's going to gain a good chunk of yards, but it's still going to be a 4th and 13. The 4th and 13 for the Yellowhammers. Ball is set at their own 25-yard line. 3:10 left in the first. Bulldogs leading 24-8. There's the snap. Pitch back to Daniel. Daniel dancing around in the backfield looking to throw the ball. Now he's going to tuck it and try to run because he can't make up the yards. He's going to make 3 Bulldog defenders miss. He's going to have enough for a first down, but no more. He's drugged down by Partain. Able to get the ball all the way to the 30-yard line of the Bulldogs. So that'll be a first and 15 for the Yellowhammers. Daniel is very quick. If he can get in the open field, he can do some damage there. So the Bulldog defense, they send it back like they're going to run around. He doesn't see anybody. He takes it and just runs it. And if he can get around the initial defenders, he's going to gain some yards. So it's a first and 15 for the Yellowhammers. Ball's on the Bulldogs' 31-yard line. 2:30 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs leading 24-8. Looking for the dominant dog defense to show up right here. There's a snap. Pitch back to Daniel. Daniel has the ball. Looking to throw it. He's going to dump it off short to Caden. He's going to be hit. Pushed out of bounds. For about a 10-yard gain. 7, 8, 9-yard gain or so. So it's going to be a 2nd and 8 for the Yellowhammers. Ball's on the Bulldog 25-yard line. 2:12 left. He was pushed out of bounds. The clock had stopped right there. Left in the first quarter. Bulldogs leading 24-8. There's a snap. Pitch back to Daniel. Daniel back to looking to try to throw the ball. Now he's going to tuck it and try to run. He's hit by Cabrera. He's going to be brought down. Jared said he's had enough of that. It was going to be a big loss. Of course, he yelled at him, pushing behind the stick. No, not quite. Well, yeah, they're going to be about a third and there'll be a fourth and 16 for the Yellowhammers now. Third and 16 for the Yellowhammers. Ball's going to be set at the Bulldog 33-yard line, 128 in first and counting. The play clock is at 5 seconds, 4, 3. There's going to be the snap, pitch back to Daniel. Daniel in the backfield, dancing around, trying to throw the ball. That's going to be brought on by several Bulldogs. Will throw incomplete. Good defensive switch up by the Iowa coaches, as you would expect. Daniel is not a quarterback that you want to rush a whole lot. You want him to throw the ball because he's a good quarterback, but he's not as effective throwing it as he is running it. And so they slowly pursued him on that play and were able to make it make a bad pass. So it'll be a 4th and 16 at the other end of the timeout. Bulldogs leading 24-8 with 1:14 left in the first. Boxers include Doug and Susie White. Proud of the Iowa Bulldogs graduate survivor with a family of 4 generations of graduates, starting with our 2 mothers, both of us, our 2 sons, Rodney and Ronald, and grandson Rowdy. Rowdy was a 5th generation on his mother's side. The orange and black run through our veins. Proud to be an Iowa Bulldog supporter. Prosperity Bank, proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Cog Memorial Hospital Insider is proud to support the Iowa Bulldogs. We are happy to help with any of your medical needs. Calvary Baptist Church. Calvary is a place for the whole family to gather and worship Jesus with an emphasis on the gospel, fellowship, and community outreach. We have 2 opportunities for worship on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., as well as services on Wednesdays beginning at 5 with a free meal. We have delivered it there, so we can warmly tell you, welcome home. All right. 4th and 16 for the Yellowhammers. All ball is on the Bulldogs 33-yard line. There's the snap. Pitch back to Daniel. Daniel looking to throw the ball. Nice. He's being chased around by Allen. He's going to get around the edge of Bulldog defense. He's going to have enough for a first down. And he's going to, they're going to say he stepped out of bounds. He is such a dangerous runner if he can get around the edge. That time he was able to just get around the Bulldog defense's edge. He's going to have enough for a first down, just barely. So it'll be a first and 15 for the Yellowhammers from the 16-yard line. Goodwin is talking to the white hat. There's some confusion, I guess, maybe about the spot of the ball. Daniel ran a long ways. Again, he was in the shotgun. It was a 4th and 16-yard play, and he was in the shotgun, so he gained a good amount. He stepped out of bounds, but the chains and the markers already moved, and so there's an official timeout. Kind of disturbing what's going on. I'm standing close enough to kind of hear him. They're going to measure the spot. So it looks like Daniel stepped out of bounds. Now they're going to measure to see if it was enough for a first down. There's 1:02 left in the first quarter. Bulldogs leading 24-8. That's a good one. They already had moved the chain, so I guess they had to change the marker on the chain. So they were able to get them back and look. Now they're going to stretch it and see. I mean, good night. Just maybe the width of a dime, the nose of the ball was across the first down marker line. And so it's going to be a first down for the Yellowhammers. Frustrating because they were brought out of bounds. There was some things. But anyway, it's going to be first and 15 for the Yellowhammers. Ball's going to be set at the Bulldog. It's like 15-and-a-half-yard line. So it's first and 15. It's not first and goal, but it's pretty close to first and goal. They have a little bit of room to get a first down if they wanted to, but not really what the Bulldogs are looking for here. Now it's a dominant dog defense standing back in their own territory. It's time for the Dogs to show their teeth a little bit here against the Yellowhammer, which I said earlier I learned was a bird. So the Bulldogs leading 24-8 with the Yellowhammers at 15. There's a snap. Pitch to the Yellowhammer runner. Allen's right there in the backfield to meet him. He's got Juarez there with him. He's got Cabrera there with him. Hernandez was on his way. Pena was on his way. So it's going to be a loss of a few yards for the Yellowhammers. It'll set up a second and 19. The ball's going to be put at the Yellowhammer 20-yard line. 35 seconds left in the first and counting. They're going to have to snap the ball before we get to second quarter. So, and it's set in their formation. There's a snap. It's back to Daniels. Daniels at the backfield, looking around, wanting to touch the ball and run. Huge hole, but it's not going to get called. Big hold on the other end. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to block the end and then let Daniels just run around the edge. Because once they get to an open field, so fast, he can just take off and go. So, anywho, push it around after about a 4-yard gain. So it's going to end up being a 3rd and 15 for the Yellowhammers. That was the end of the second quarter. Bulldogs are leading 24-8. Sponsors for the broadcast include First Bank and Trust. Oh, that was less than a half. Thank you guys for supporting these broadcasts. First Bank and Trust, Calvary Baptist Church, Coggle Memorial Hospital, Prosperity Bank, Doug and Susie White, Ira Booster Club, Legacy Fuels, McWilliams Pharmacy, Mel Cypress and Steel Funeral Home, the Snyder Chamber of Commerce, Snyder Iron and Metal, Crossroads Oil and Gas, the First Church of God in Ira, Ira Baptist Church, Texas Farm Bureau with Agent Stormy Sellers, Ira Pump and Supply. So a good game this evening. An early game. I was kind of not looking forward to being out in the sun, but it's been overcast, just a little bit cooler as fall kind of creeps in to West Texas. Good weather, more winds than the Bulldogs have played in. But the dominant dog defense is going to stand up here. They've got a 3rd and long for the Yellowhammers that they forced them into. Bulldogs leading 24-8, and now the Bulldog defense is going to be on the left side of the field. All right. So, Yellowhammers get set in their offensive formation. There's a set pitch back to Daniel Davis in the background. Back to the run around dancing. Hit by the Bulldogs, not before he throws it. It's going to be incomplete. The receiver was there, but he just dropped it. And now it should be a 4th and long for the Yellowhammers. 4th and 15 for the Yellowhammers now. Ball's going to be, it says on their 16-yard line. I think that's right. Really like a 15-and-a-half. I mean, it's really close to a 1st and goal, or a 4th and goal. So big down for the dominant dog defense. If they can stand strong here and keep the Yellow Jackets out of the end zone, that'll be another big momentum swing for the Bulldogs. And the Bulldogs will kick it out. And the snap pitch back to Daniels. Daniels has the ball, dancing around the backfield, looking to throw the ball. The Bulldog defender doing a good job of keeping him contained. That's going to throw it. Sure, it's going to be caught by the Yellowhammers. The ball came out. It looks like they have made a fumble that caught it. I don't think he got in the end zone, so it could be a turnover on down. Good play by the Bulldogs as they made Daniel, forced him to have to throw the ball. He dumped it short, and then they turned around, and the dominant dog defense was able to flood to the ball, tackle the young man who had caught it. and force a three and out. Now the Bulldogs have the ball on the, their own 16-yard line. There's the snap handoff to Pena. A short run, Pena was able to get maybe a little bit. Well, if they lost a yard, so it's now going to set up a second and 16. The focus is on the 1 yard line. I can't see that this is at the end of the field from me. The wind kind of picked up just a little bit. I'm trying to block it so it doesn't sound just so windy. Partain gets your team straight into the IRI. There's the snap. And up underneath the wall. It's worse. We've got some room to run. He's going to get enough for a first down. He has one defender missed. He's going to be dragged out of bounds at the Yellowhammer 35-yard line. Here's run from Juarez, who was able to crush the rookie defense, made one defender miss, get plenty for a first down and some. So now it's a first and 15 for the Bulldogs from the Yellowhammer 32-yard line. Bulldogs leading 24-8 with 8:53 left in the half. Bulldogs... The ball stopped because they, Dimitri pushed out of bounds. Hernandez now back in under center. And that's going to be a timeout by the Bulldogs. So, big offensive burst from Juarez on the ground. The first really good running play the Bulldogs have had, and Dimitri just did a good job of getting through there. So at the timeout, there's 8:42 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 24-8. Sponsors for the broadcast include Ivra Pump and Supply. Call Ivra Pump and Supply for all your downhill pump and oil field needs. Texas Farm Bureau with agent Stormy Sellers, providing insurance coverage for auto, home, and life. Call Stormy for a free quote. Ivra Baptist Church. Ivra Baptist Church seeks to make disciples who make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, and service. The Sunday service is starting at 10 a.m. A Sunday school, 11 a.m. with a worship service. On Wednesdays, there's a free meal at 6 p.m. with a Bible study for all ages from 6:30 to 7:30. Visit fbciowa.com for more information or visit at Ira Baptist on Facebook and Instagram. The First Church of God in Ira. The Ira Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. Visit our Facebook page, Ira Church, at Ira Church of God. Crossroads Oil and Gas. Crossroads Oil and Gas was established in 2019. In 2020, we purchased Apache's off-the-shelf properties located in Surrey, Gordon, and Fisher counties. Our field office is located in Iowa, Texas, and we strive to support local vendors and charities. Proudly support local residents in the oil and gas industry. All right, there's the referee from Worcester. Bulldogs get set under center. Hernandez is under center. Castillo behind 10, Partain behind 10, but the pitch back to Partain running on the far side. He's able to get a little bit to the edge. Going to gain a few yards, but it's going to be brought down after maybe a 2-3 yard gain. They're saying a 1 yard gain on the board, so that's going to set up a second and 14 for the Bulldogs. 8:12 left in the half and counting. Bulldogs leading 24-8. Ball should be set up the far sideline. Hernandez under center. There's a snap. Hernandez drops back, looking to throw the ball. He's got a wide open Allen. Perfect pass, perfect catch, perfect touchdown for the Bulldogs. Great catch by the senior Allen, and a great pass by the junior Hernandez. Looks like it just caught the Rotan defense unprepared. They thought maybe Hernandez was going to hand the ball off to Partain on the play the ball, but instead he pitched it deep to Allen for a perfect pass, perfect touchdown. That puts the Bulldogs up 30-8. Bishop with the snap. Hernandez is up. Cabrera with the kicker. This snap, no holy look, the ball's up, and it's good. Now it's at 32-8. Bulldogs leading with 7:50 left in the half. Another sponsor for the broadcast is Snyder Iron and Metal, with top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanup is available with the roll-off container services, portable shears, maggots, balers, and a car crusher. If no job is too large, call today with structural pipe and rods available. Locations in Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. The Snyder Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center provides a strong foundation for our community by partnering with businesses and promoting growth through chamber support and tourism. Go get them, Bulldogs. The Bell Cipher and Steel Funeral Home, an independently owned and operated, serving Snyder, Ira, Hermley, and Surgery County for many years. Go Bulldogs. All right, a little bit of a change up for the Yellow Jackets, I've noticed. Instead of Caden being back deep, it's going to be Daniels back deep. The Bulldogs kickoff is going to be pretty similar to what it was. Cabrera's going to line up. Or he could kick it onside if he wants to, or he could kick deep. And he's going to do onside. It's going to be an end-over-end kick. Rolls through the rope and the other man who just falls on top of it. So it will be a first and 15 for the Yellowhammer. The ball is going to be set at the Yellowhammer 35-yard line. .750 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 32-8. Yellowhammers get set. There's the pitch. Daniel running on the far side of the field. Dives through, sports through several Bulldog defenders before finally brought down by Pena. Sorry, Cabrera was the one who brought Daniels down. That's going to set up a second and three after a 12-yard run for Daniel. That one was just a handoff, and they wanted to get Daniel on the outside. Yellow Jackets get set in their same formation. Here's a snap, the handoff to Daniel again. Daniel's going to be hit by Allen immediately and brought down. Allen and Juarez. There's a flag on the field. We'll see exactly what they're going to call. It's going to be on the Yellowhammers. So that was a second and three. I'm not sure what it is. He hasn't signaled it yet. It's going to be a holding on the Yellowhammers. So that's going to back up the Yellowhammers. So it was a third and three. The Bulldogs stuffed them, but it would have ended up being a third and three. Now it's going to be a second and 13 for the Yellowhammers after the penalty. All going to be at the Yellowhammer 35-yard line. There's a snap, pitch back to Daniels. Daniels looking to throw the ball. Nope, now he's going to try to tuck it and run. He's going to be hit as he throws the ball. It's going to be caught by the Yellowhammer defender. He's going to be off to the races, and it'll be a touchdown. Just a quick jump off. Daniels is getting hit as he threw the ball. And then his receiver, top of the ball, had some blockers out in front of him. It was just a short jump off. And he was able to run it through. So now the Yellowhammers are lining up for the field goal. There's a snap to hold the kick. And it's good. So that puts the score 18-32. Bulldogs leading with 6:54 left in the half. Brought to you by McWilliams Pharmacy, locally owned and operated pharmacy in Snyder. We have all sorts of gifts and home decor. We provide innovations and a variety of over-the-counter items to deliver and try to make your health and care a part of what we do best. Legacy Fuels, we sell propane, diesel, and lubricants. We've been in business since 1937. We deliver to Scurry County and the surrounding areas. Ira Booster Club, proudly supporting all Ira Bulldog activities on the field or in the classroom. Visit our Facebook page to find out how you can help.
Dragons see if you want Proud Iowa Bulldogs for the graduate of Iowa with a family of four generations of graduates, starting with our two mothers and both of us, our two sons, Rodney and Ronald, and grandson Rowdy. That is the fifth generation of his mother's side, origin black, going through our veins. Proud to be Iowa Bulldogs supporters. All right, Bulldogs leading 32-16 with 6:54 left in the half. Yellowhammer is going to be kicking the ball now. That deep forward, the Bulldogs just parked, but they've onside it every time. And they're going to try to do that again. They're going to kick it short. It's going to bounce, and the Bulldogs are just going to fall on the ball. It was Juarez who just falls on the ball. So now it's going to be first and 15 for the Bulldogs from their own 35-yard line. The Bulldog offense hasn't been stopped this entire game. And the Bulldog defense has come up with an interception and a stop on holding the Yellow Jackets from scoring in the last time through. So it's really been the difference of the game, those two touchdowns right there. Coming out in Monty Iowa, just an under center with one back. There's the snap. Fernandez pitches it to Partain, running on the far side. Partain, he can get around one guy, he's going to have some room. Nope, he's going to get pushed out of bounds. It'll be a big run, about 12, 13 yards, maybe even 14. We'll see exactly where they spotted at. Second and two for the Bulldogs. It looks like a short two, maybe one and a half. 6:30 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 32-16 here in Rotan, Texas. Second and two for the Bulldogs. Hernandez gets set under center. There's a snap. Pitch back to Partain running on the far side. Partain hit in the backfield. Able to run forward, fall forward. It's going to be down right around the first down line. They're going to give it to him. No, they're going to say it's third and one. Sorry, I thought he was signaling first down. He was not. Third and one for Iowa. The ball's on the Yellowhammer 31-yard line. Now the Bulldog is going to get set in the Iowa eye. There's a snap. Handoff underneath to Juarez. Juarez able to back off one defender. Boom. Had a defender hitting early on. He started up for a first down. Juarez moved to the ground at the low center of gravity. He was able to spin out of the tackle. Make a whole lot more out of not a lot. So first down, Bulldogs. Ball's going to be set at the Yellowhammer 20-yard line. So first and 15 from the 24th Bulldogs. 5:30 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 32-16. Bulldogs kick set not in the Ira eye. There's a snap. It's good track to Partain out of the backfield. Partain's going to be running and hit, pushed out of bounds. No, maybe a 1 or 2 yard gain for Partain there. Set up a second and 14 for the Bulldogs, coming from their Yellowhammer 19-yard line now. Partain was pushed out of bounds. The clock is stopped at 5:07. Bulldogs break the huddle. We'll see if they're going to come out in the outer eye. Hernandez under center. Juarez behind him. Partain behind him. There's the snap. It's Hernandez looking to throw the ball. He's got Allen open to the end zone again. It's another touchdown. The Hernandez to Allen connection works again. Allen had two defenders, but the play was short. Hernandez put the ball on the ground and reached the ground and was able to catch it for a touchdown. So, that puts the score 38-16 with the Bulldogs getting ready for the field goal. Bishop's the snapper. Hernandez is the holder. Cabrera is the kicker. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up. And it's good. Now the score is 40-16. Bulldogs leading with 5:02 left in the half. Sponsors include Prosperity Bank,
proudly supported by the Iowa Bulldogs, Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing.
Cogdill Memorial Hospital
in Snyder is proud to support the Iowa Bulldogs and we're happy to help with any of your medical needs.
Calvary Baptist Church, Calvary, is a place for the whole family to gather and worship Jesus with the emphasis on the gospel, fellowship, and community outreach. We have two opportunities for worship on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 10:30, as well as services on Wednesday, beginning with a free meal at 5 p.m. We hope to see everybody there so we can warmly tell you, welcome home.
And First Bank says, trust. If you were watching the rain, I had some chances of some rain coming in, and it looks like it's drizzling a little bit, so I'm going to put my rain jacket on. So I used to live up in the panhandle, and in my 4 years in Iowa, I have grown to distaste the cold weather more than I used to. So, referees blow their whistle. Cabrera is getting the ball set on the tee. A little bit of drizzle coming in. They'll keep playing the game as long as it doesn't lighten. That's kind of the key that they look for. So, Cabrera gets that. He's going to kick the ball onside. It's going to be kneeled down by the Rotan receiver, so it'll be first and 15 for the Yellow Jackets from around midfield. The Bulldogs have scored an unusual amount of the touchdowns on passes tonight. That's not typically the way the Bulldogs offense works. It's just kind of a ground and pound game, but that's what Rotan's been giving the Bulldogs, and they've taken advantage of it. And so, kudos to the coaching staff and the players for responding to what's been given and doing it. The other hand is get set. They've got Erica Snap. It's a handoff to Daniels underneath, trying to get Daniels around to the edge. He's going to be pushed out of bounds by the Bulldogs. He gained, I don't know, 5-6 yards on the carry. They're going to be pretty generous with the spot from my perspective. It's going to be 2nd and 6 for the Yellowhammers. For 56 left in the half, Bulldogs leading 40-16, and Yellowhammers break the huddle with 8 seconds left in the play clock. That's in a 4-3-2-1-0. No, it should have been a delay game, but they didn't call it. Daniel's going to be the ball carry. He's hit by several guys. He was brought down there. There is a flag on the play. If it's a delay of game, then they shouldn't have run the play, and Daniel, a young man for Rotan, hurt. Coach is coming out to check on the young man. He's now standing. Now he's going to have to leave the game for at least one play as they check him out and look at him. Bulldogs leading 40-16 with 4:48 left in the half. Rain picking up just a little bit here. The wind is blowing. It's holding against the Yellowhammers. It wasn't offside. So Coach Goodwin's going to say, take the yards on that one. It was 2nd and 6. Now it's going to be a 2nd and 16 for the Yellowhammers. Alright, Yellowhammers break the huddle, get up to the line of scrimmage now for what is a 2nd and 16 from their own 36-yard line. There's the snap. Quarterback looks to throw the ball. He's going to toss it short to number 19, Shelley. Shelley hit by Hernandez, hit by Partain, and brought down. Gained, I don't know, 4 or 5 yards. Maybe a little bit more. We'll see where they spot it. Yep, 70-yard gain, so it's going to be 3rd and 9 for Rotan. Ball's going to be at their own 39-yard line. Actually, started at the Bulldogs' 39-yard line. 4:17 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 40-16.
There's pitch back. It's going to be Caden, the quarterback for the Yellowhammer. Caden's going to throw it. Incomplete. I was trying to say his last name, but I'm afraid I would butcher it. Oh, they called it Pressbox. Pressbox is what we'll go with. Pressbox tosses the ball incomplete. But now it's going to be 4th and 9 for the Yellowhammers. Clock stops. It's 40-16. There's a snap. Pitch back to Daniel. Daniel has the ball dancing around the backfield, looking to throw it. Now he's going to suck it and try to run. He's going to get Tanya on the outside. That's going to throw it. It's going to fall incomplete. Rotan's upset. Daniel's was tackled pretty hard. It was a clean tackle, but now they're going to have an injured Rotan player down on the field. It's going to be just a short break for just a moment. Bulldogs leading 40-16. Now 4th and 9. So it was incomplete. So it should be Bulldogs ball once they kind of get the injured player sorted out and figure out what's going on. Yeah, he's able to get up and start walking off on his own. Power. Well, I'm just for the broadcast while they're treating the young man. I think everybody who supported the broadcast, if you're your business, wants to support it, you're more than welcome to reach out to Mr. Jones and give you all of the information that you need. Youngman's able to walk out the field on his own power, so that should be a turnover on down. It should be Bulldog ball, which it looks like it's going to be. That's why I continue to text you. I'm going to say hello to the kids. So hello, Patty, Brennan, Cannon, be minding your mother and enjoying listening to your father's majestic voice over the radio. Bulldogs leading 40-16. Now on offense, hits that in the IRA. There's a snap. Hand off to Juarez. Juarez underneath. He's going to run about a yard or so forward. An old dive play where they just hand it off. They've been able to stuff out Partain with a sweep, which of course there's so many of the games this year. So now the dive comes in, and Juarez has come in and done a great job rolling off of the defenders with that low center of gravity, and he's powerful. And the passing has opened up a lot for the Bulldogs as well. The offense has been marching down the field. It's going to be 2nd and 14 ball at midfield. There's a snap pitch back to Partain. Partain looking to run, but he's hit in the backfield. He's going to lose a couple. Maybe he got it back to the line of scrimmage. Doesn't look like it. Yeah, 3rd and 16 for the Bulldogs now. Looks like maybe he got it back. I don't know. It's on the Bulldogs' 38-yard line. 2:50 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 40-16. The Bulldogs receive the opening kickoff, so they will kick after the half. So we'd really like to drive down and score. And then either stop the Yellowhammers or score with no time on the clock left. There's a snap. Kicks back to Partain. Partain looking to throw the ball. He's going to toss it to Allen. It's going to be just a bit out of his way. Fall incomplete. Yes, a little bit out of Allen's way. Just a touch. And so ball falls incomplete. It's going to set up for 2nd and 16. If you can hear the Rotan fans, they're upset, pretty worked up. They want a few more penalties that have been called. But life doesn't always happen the way you want it to. 2:31 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 14-16. What it says is a 4th and 16 for the Bulldogs. They're on 37. And the game clock, the play clock was running out, so Coach Goodwin had to call a timeout. So, with the timeout, Bulldogs faced with a 4th and long, 4th and 16 from their own 37-yard line. 2:31 left in the half. Bulldogs leading 40-16. Sponsors for the broadcast include First Bank and Trust, Calvary Baptist Church, Congo Memorial Hospital, Prosperity Bank, WTZY, Ira Booster Club, Legacy Fuels, McWilliams Pharmacy, Bell Piper Steel Funeral Home, Snyder Chamber of Commerce, Snyder Iron and Metal, Crossroads Oil and Gas, First Church of God in Ira, Ira Baptist Church, Texas Farm Bureau with Agent Stony Sellers, and Ira Pump and Supply. Thank you guys for supporting this broadcast and sponsoring them. I think there's new games that are starting before us, but we'll refresh our app and just kind of check and see. And the Bulldogs received the opening kickoff. We really need to convert this fourth down and go down and score. All right, being set in a shotgun formation. Take a snap. Referee, I guess, didn't blow the whistle. I don't know. These poor kids got a lecture like I lecture my kids. When I say this, that's what I mean. Now his whistle's blown. He should be appeased. It's going to be shotgun. There's a snap. Pitch back to Partain. Partain doesn't throw the ball. He's got a receiver open. Deep. Just overthrows it just a hair again. But it's going to be a turnover on down.
Turnover on down.
Receivers were there. It was a long pass. It's not quite, just a little bit outside of the reach of it was Allen and Cabrera. So now the Dominant Dog defense is going to have to come out and make something happen. So the game in control, 40-16, but that can flip pretty quickly if you give up a touchdown and then the Yellowhammers get the ball back right after half. 2:25 left till the half. Bulldogs leading 40-16. Let's get set in their formation. There's a snap. They fumbled the snap. It's just going to be called on. Quarterback bobbled the snap, dropped it on the ground. The running back was able to fall on it. It's going to be a loss of about 2 yards for the Yellowhammers, maybe three. So it's going to be second and 17. 2:07 left in the half and counting. Bulldogs leading 40-16. Dominant Dog defense is out on the field, ready to make a play. Yellowhammer's going to come in. This time they're going to go with a deep shotgun set. There's a set. It's back. It's Aiden who's got the ball looking to throw it. No, he's going to fake it and run it. He's going to step out of bounds. There's a flag on the play. I think it's holding. We'll see. We'll see what they call here. It was a good run by Caden. Yep, it's going to be holding. That'd be the reason for the good run. No block in the bag, sorry. It's going to be a big penalty, push the Yellowhammers back even further. It was second and 17, 1:32 left in the half. The Yellowhammer receiver stepped out of bounds. So now it's going to be a second and, I guess they already changed the board. It's second and 17 now. All right, second and 16 for the Yellowhammers. Going to run on the same set with a deep shotgun. From the set, they like to get it, pitch it back to the quarterback or the running back, and then able to let him pass if he wants to, run if he wants to. He's not even going to look past. He's going to tuck it and run. It's going to be hit by Cabrera out of bounds. There's a late flag. It's probably going to be tackled out of bounds. He didn't have enough for the first down, but if that is a personal foul, it'll be 50 for a first down. Clock stopped at 1:23. Bulldogs leading 40-16. Have to wait for the. Yeah, personal foul against the Bulldogs to say tackle him out of bounds. It wasn't egregious. It was, if anything, Coach Cribbin's not super happy about it. So. So now it's going to be first and goal for the Yellowhammers. Ball's going to be set at the, maybe around the 10, it looks like, 10 to 15, somewhere in there. There's a snap pitch back to Caden. Caden looking for the ball. Doesn't have any open receivers. Going to try to dump it short. It's complete by the Yellowhammers. They're going to fall forward. Not enough for a touchdown, but enough for a second and goal. Really short. They say on the 2-yard line on the scoreboard. 1 minute, 4 seconds left in the half and counting. This is where the dominant dog defense is going to need to stand tall. The Yellowhammers take a timeout to think things over with a second and goal from the 2. So, 58 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs leading 42-16. Yellowhammers able to stop the Dogs on offense for the first time tonight. They drove down the half of the field that they had. And now this is where the games get fun with a second and goal from the 2. If the Yellowhammers score, the Yellowhammers will get the ball at the half, after the half. So really want the dominant dog defense to stand up here. These are 2 yards, but they need to be 2 difficult yards to get. See if you can't make some Ira Bulldog magic happen here. They're running, I mean, just the same play over and over, but now they're coming in a different kind of formation. I don't know why you would change it. There's a snap. It's a handoff, a trick play. They ran like a jet sweep, if you know what I'm talking about. They sent a guy across the formation right of the snap, handed it off underneath. He got hit immediately, but was able to squeeze in for a touchdown. We're going to see what number he was for the Yellowhammers. So they're going to try the PAT field goal. There's the snap, the hold, the kick, the ball's up, and it's good. So now the score is 40-24 with 54 seconds left in the half. So some time for the Bulldogs to work. They have been scoring tonight. Looking at my stats, every one of the Bulldogs' touchdowns except for the Juarez run has come off of a pass, and even when Dimitri scored, his run was a short run after a big game of passing. So, the Bulldog offense has shown tonight that they can score quickly, and that's what I would expect and hope to see what would happen here. So, a little bit of momentum pressure for the Bulldogs, but when you have a young team, like Ira, and you're facing a district match, can't count anybody out. The game is still well within their control, 40-24 with 54 seconds left. Let's see how the Ira I and the offense can respond. And it's going to be an onside kick by the Yellowhammers. That was a massively illegal hit. Caden Foy was recovering the ball on his knee, and the guy just nailed him. No referee showed a flag or anything. There they go. Now they're going to drop the flag. That was a huge unfortunate. Like they did an onside kick. Caden had the ball on his knee and just got obliterated by one of the left-hand players. And so thank you, Rocky, for that. He offered to hold an umbrella over me so that I don't melt. He must know that sugar melts in rain, but I think I'll be okay. I replied. So, we'll see exactly where this spot is. Coach Goodwin's still talking to him. Castillo had the ball down at the Bulldogs 35-yard line.
still talking about exactly what to do for that personal foul and sportsmanlike conduct on the defense or the kicking team. Roseanne's not happy about the call. They think that Peyton had just got the ball and being tackled. He was on his knee when he got the ball. The referees are talking about exactly what to do. They pick the ball up, they put the ball down. They pick the ball up, they put the ball down. I don't know. Bulldogs leading 40-24 with 54 seconds left in the half. The clouds are starting to get dark around us. Look at the weather. None of the other games that I've seen have posted anything, and I'm sure that they haven't started probably. So we're supposed to have a break in the rain. It's 77 right now. Feels like 72, and there's a slight breeze. And it looks like we're supposed to have pretty high chances of rain throughout the game, but right now it's the highest, and it's not really raining on us. Just a light sprinkle. All right, so they're going to march off 15 yards from where the ball was with Caden. So it's going to be a first and 15 for the Bulldogs. The ball is set at the Yellowhammer 30-yard line. I think Coach Goodman might be wanting the spot from where it was kicked. I'm not exactly sure that he's talking to the white hat still. Uncertain on the rule. So, right now, it's first and 15 for the Bulldogs. The ball set at the near half mark on the 30-yard line of Ira. There's 54 seconds left in the half. The Bulldogs will kick the ball at half, so this will be a huge break, and it is a huge momentum shift in the game to get the ball after a kickoff to your opponent's 30-yard line. It gives you a real opportunity to score here. But this is also where the Bulldog offense stalled out the last time they had it, so I would look for the three seniors to step up and the young Bulldog team to respond well here and come out with some fire. All right, we're going to get set. It's going to be under center for Hernandez, Partain behind him. There's a snap pitch back to Partain running on the near side. Partain going to get around the corner, dodge a few defenders. He's going to be hit and tackled. They're going to call a... They're going to call a block in the back. Couldn't upset with the ball. It's going to be a block in the back. Sorry, sometimes I get distracted and forget that I'm on the radio. He block in the back. Coach Goodman trying to understand what's going on. So it's going to be a good run from Bryden, about a 10-yard run. That's going to back it up further. So now it's going to be a first and 25 for the Bulldogs. Oh, sorry, a first and 20 for the Bulldogs. Ball is at the Rotan 35-yard line. 48 seconds left in the half. Gets set in the Ira eye. Hernandez rolling out, looks to throw the ball. He's got a receiver deep. It's Allen. Allen dives up. He's going to get the ball deflected by the Rotan defender. As both Allen and the defender jumped up, the ball bobbled several times. Ball's incomplete. So now it's going to be a second and 20 for the Bulldogs. 42 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs leading 40-24 in what's been an extremely slow last minute of the half. Penalties and talking about penalties and trying to figure out what's going on. So, 220 left in the half for the Bulldogs leading right here, getting set. There's the snap. Hernandez gets it to Partain. Partain looks at the first. Got a wide open Allen. Nobody's around. And Allen's going to get the ball and walk into the end zone for a touchdown, Bulldogs. I mean, that thing is loud. So, touchdown Bulldogs, the Partain-Allen connection is back on track. That puts the Bulldogs up 48 24 with 35 seconds left in the half and the field goal. Bishop the snapper. Hernandez the holder. Cabrera the kipper. Sack the holder. The kick. The ball's up. And it's good. That puts the score 48-24 with 35 seconds left in the half. So a big and quick offensive strike by the Bulldogs, who got the ball with 54 seconds left after giving up a touchdown. Now drive down four again. Now we've seen the Rotan offense is dangerous, and they can score quickly from anywhere on the field. There's lots of speed on that team. So the Dominant Dog defense is going to have to keep playing for these last 35 seconds left in the half, but you have to like our chances of going into the halftime leading 48-24, a 24-point lead. Again, the Bulldogs will kick the ball to Rotan at half. So we'll see what the call is here. Cabrera kicked it back deep twice. They've done an onside kick. It looks like now Partain is going to be the kicker, and typically when Partain kicks, it's out of the back of the end zone, I believe. Yellowhander is going to send back Caden deep. There's Partain running up to kick the ball. He's going to kick it hard and far and out of the back of the end zone for a touchback. So it's going to be first and 15 for the Yellowhammers from their own 20-yard line. 35 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs leading 48-24. And these are a crucial 35 seconds for this dominant Dog defense. All right, referees blow the whistle. Yellowhammers are sitting in there to play. The Dominant Dog defense is getting set on the field. And it's kind of into formation, a deep shotgun. This is typically where they just kind of let their quarterback run around. If he can throw the ball, throw it. If he can't, then he can't. He's going to dump it short. It's going to be T.J. Collier and Zane Allen in on the tackle. Just a short dump off for the Yellowhammers. That's about a 12-second play just to do a short dump-off. The Yellowhammers call a timeout. So that was their last timeout of the half. They have 23 seconds left in the half. Bulldogs leading 48-24 after the timeout. So, go ahead and give our sponsors another read-through. Just say thank you guys for supporting the broadcast and supporting the students who are playing the games and the fans who can't make it to them. They're brought to you by Ira Pump and Supply, Texas Farm Bureau with Agent Stormy Sellers, Ira Baptist Church, Ira Church of God, Crossroads Oil and Gas, Snyder Iron and Metals, Snyder Chamber of Commerce, Phil Piper and Fuel Funeral Home, Dick Williams Pharmacy, Legacy Fuels, Ira Booster Club, Doug and Susie White, Prosperity Bank, Coggle Memorial Hospital, Calvary Baptist Church, and First Bank and Trust. 23 seconds left. First and 15 for the Yellowhammers. Ball's on their own 30-yard line after the completion. It's the second set, not first and 15. Sorry. Same formation. There's that pitch back to Caden. Caden's going to run around from the backfield, try to make something happen. Said, dump it short. He's going to be hit by Allen and brought down immediately for a loss of about 7. That's going to put him at the original line of scrimmage. Seems like the Bulldogs have got a good defense for this offense now. And the Yellowhammers are just going to let the clock tick off at halftime. So trailing 48-24, they don't rush the line to try to get a playoff. Instead, they just call it. So after giving up a touchdown with less than a minute left in the half, Bulldogs offense is able to come down the field more quickly and still give the Bulldogs a 24-point lead, 48-24 at halftime here in Rotan, Texas. I'll take a short break. Refill up my coffee. There's 15 minutes left on the game clock, and this is for the second half of some Ira Bulldogs football as we open up district play against the Rotan Yellowhammers.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me take this chance to remind you that our booster club still has merchandise for sale in the stands. Just find the booster club member and you can purchase that. Also, our students did quarter after the game with the youngsters by Fort Fair Church right here on the field. Fifth quarter after the game, hosted by Fort Square Church, here on the field. Chesney, runner out.
And Sophie Jones. Oh,
Bulldog football fans.
What team's coming out? What team's are on the field? The Yellowhammers are set up. Let me see if I can do something to help my friends.
Yellowhammers going to be the team receiving the kickoff. If you were here, if you were at the game, they would be kicking from the Bulldogs would be kicking from the left to the right. Yellowhammers are going to be receiving the kickoff. The score is 48-24. There's 10 minutes left in the third quarter because we haven't started the game clock yet. Let's get to some Bulldog Partain's going to be the kicker for the Bulldogs. He means they're going to try to be kicking out of the back of the infield and succeed. They will. So, Bulldogs kick it out of the back of the end zone, so it'll be 1st and 15 for the Yellowhammers. Bulldogs scored 24 points each in the first two quarters, and most of those points surprisingly, if you know the Bulldog offense and the IRI with the sweeps and the dives, but most of the Bulldog points started and scored off the pack. Hernandez has connected with Allen a couple times. Partain's connected with Allen a couple times. And Caden Flory. There's a snap pitch back for the Yellowhammers. They've got Caden running in the backfield. Trying to throw the ball. He's going to dump it off short and be hit immediately by Partain. So it's a gain of one. His offense confuses me of the Yellowhammers. They have the halfback or whoever's going to throw the ball
is lined up. I mean, a good 15, 20 yards off the line of scrimmage. When he gets the ball, he drops back because he can run it or he can throw it. So he's got to make 25 yards just to get to the line of scrimmage. So that was a short dump off and a good run. He was tackled for a gain of 4 yards. There's a snap ball low. Daniels is trying to run the ball. He's going to throw it incomplete. So it's going to be a 3rd and 12. That play, the ball just went under the quarterback who couldn't pitch it back to Daniels, who was in the backfield, which meant Daniels can't run the ball forward. So the Bulldogs rushed a lot harder than they had been. They've kind of been containing the rush, just trying to keep Daniels in the pocket and make him throw it, which has been a successful formula for stymieing the Yellow Hammer offense. It's 3rd and 12 now. Bulldogs leading 48-24 with 9:15 left in the third quarter. Different formation, a wing formation, the shotgun. There's a snap. It's going to be a pitch back to Daniels running on the near side. Daniels being pursued by several Bulldog defenders. He's going to fall. Gain of maybe 2 or 3. So it's going to set up a 4th and 12 for the Yellow Hammers. The ball is set at the Yellow Hammer 26-yard line. .48 and counting left in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading 48-24. So the Hammers get set in that deep shotgun set to the left. There's a snap with the pitch back. This time it's Caden back at quarterback. Caden just going to take the ball and try to run on the Bulldogs. He's going to be hit by several Bulldog defenders, and ultimately it's Juarez who pushes him out of bounds. So the first down, I think what's happening is the referees aren't blowing their whistles very well, and so the players are taught to play until the whistle, so they're pushing a guy, and there's no whistle when they go out of bounds. There wasn't a play there, but it was close. The Yellow Hammers were running it. They would tackle out of bounds. That was enough of a run for a first down, so now it's a 1st and 15 for the Yellow Hammers from about midfield. They have the ball again. Dump it off short to the Yellow Hammer defender. It's going to be hit by Collier, hit by Hernandez, brought down to close to about a 15-yard gain for the Yellowhammers. They might give it to them. We'll see. I'm trying to block the wind. I don't know if I'm doing a good job or not, but it's really difficult. It's kind of got some dark clouds behind us. It's not raining yet, but it's been sitting. It's going to be a 2nd and 2 for the Yellowhammers. Ball's on the Bulldogs' 30-yard line. 7:45 and bearing left in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading 48-24. There we go. There's the snap. Pitch back to Caden, who's running for the Yellow Hammer. They hit by Cabrera. He's going to throw it up as he's being tackled, and Cabrera's going to be hit by Corey and by Allen. Brought down for a loss of a lot of yards. So it's going to be a 3rd and 14 now. It was a 2nd and 2. Now it's a 3rd and 14. So the tackling Caden, he dumped it off to another receiver who was being hit by Cabrera and Allen. So 3rd and 14 for the Yellow Hammers, marked out on their own 37-yard line. Broke the huddle, and the center's the only one who went up. Those are the moments of my find funny. There's the snap, pitch back to Daniels. He cuts it back onto the inside. Being chased with 7 Bulldogs, and that's cut it back to the outside. He's going to be brought down and tackled. The ball's out. The referee called the play dead. So it's going to be a 4th and long now. 4th and longer than what it was. It's a 4th and nearly 20. Ball is at the Yellow Hammer 31-yard line, and the Yellow Hammers are going to call a timeout. So, 4 and 20, the Hammers coming up with 6:34 left in the half. Sponsors for the broadcast include First Bank and Trust, Calvary Baptist Church. Calvary is a place for the whole family to gather and worship Jesus with an emphasis on the gospel fellowship community outreach. We have 2 opportunities for worship on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., as well as services begin with Wednesdays, beginning with a free meal at 5 p.m. Everybody there, so we can warmly tell you, welcome home. Cogden Memorial Hospital and Snyder is a proud supporter of the Iowa Bulldogs. We're here to help with any of your medical needs. Prosperity Bank, proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Thank you guys for supporting this broadcast. If you or your business is interested in quitting, just reach out to Mr. Jones and he will get you all the information that you need to do so. Yellowhammer's going to get back in that deep shotgun set. It's going to be Caden, who's got dude looking to throw the ball. He's going to toss it deep to a receiver. Bulldogs have it covered right there. It's going to fall incomplete. Great defensive play there. That was number 12, Hernandez. Had Daniel started perfectly. The ball falls incomplete, so it's a turnover on down by the Bulldogs. So now it's going to be first and 15 for the Bulldogs from the Yellowhammer 31-yard line. Bulldogs get set under center with one in the backfield. This is Partain, and there's a snapback. Hits to Partain running on the far side. Now he cuts it up into the middle, and he's going to be hit after about a gain of a yard or two. So, second and 13 for the Bulldogs. 6:08 left in the third quarter and counting. Iowa leading 48-24 with their first offensive drive of the half. Time they get set. Deep shotgun set. Two receivers from the far side. Picks to Hernandez. Hernandez picks back to Partain. Partain looking to throw the ball. Turn around to his receiver. He's going to toss it to Allen. Wide open in the end zone. Incomplete. Allen was hit. Coach Goodwin's yelling at the defensive receiver. They don't call anything. Just maybe 3-4 inches outside of his grip. Just tough. He had it open. It hit the tip of his fingers. It's going to be hard to catch. So he's going to walk off and take a break for a play or two. So it's going to set up a second, third and 13, I think. Third and 13. Bulldogs could set in the same formation. Two receivers on the far side, two in the backfield. There's the snap. Partain looking to throw the ball, trying to find a receiver. He's got nobody open, scrambling around on the backfield, still on his feet, trying to find it. He's got Cabrera, and now he just slips at midfield, and the ball falls out for an incomplete pass. It looks like, you know, in the middle of the field, they spray paint those big symbols, and that's right where Brighton was. It looks like he planted the extra Cabrera open and he saw him. He took a big play to throw it, and when he did, his foot just slipped out from under him. Protein is wanting a fumble. They're going to call it incomplete pass. I will say there's a referee shortage, so if you're wanting to be a referee, that's why we're playing early, because there's a shortage. But this group is not just throwing the most consistent guys. There's a snap and pick back. Partain running the same formation again. Two receivers to the far side. Partain scrambling in the backfield looking to throw the ball. It's fourth and 13. He's got Cabrera on the near side deep in the end zone. He just can't get it. So now he's going to pick it up and run. He just can't get the first down. They're going to spot him way short. Now it's going to be a turnover on down for the Bulldogs. Again, Partain was just running around in the backfield. He had receivers that were open, but he was being pursued so heavily that he couldn't get there. He ran forward. It was a fourth and 14, and he got 13 and a half yards. They spotted him in a terrible spot, but anyway, it's going to be first and 15 for the Yellowhammers from their own 20-yard line. They're going to get set on a short shotgun. There's a snap. It's about to Daniels running on the far side. Daniels going to cut it back on the inside. He's got two, three Bulldog defenders hanging on top of him. It'll be enough to gain, 10 yards or so. So it's going to set up a second and 5-ish. Be heavy on the inch. Second and 5-ish. 5:07 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading 48-24. Yellowhammer's getting set. as a grab. Quarterback drops the ball. It's still on the ground, and now he's going to fall back on it. So it's going to be a loss of about 7 yards. It was second and five, and that's going to end up being a third and about 10. The ball is set at the Yellowhammer 25-yard line. 4:30 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading 48-24. And now the Yellowhammer is going to come back in the deep shotgun look, which is typically where they pass it out. Maybe it's not pitchback game. It's going to be the one with the ball. He's just going to suck it and try to run. It's going to be met with several pullbacks. The ball's out! The ball's out! It's going to be recovered by the Yellowhammers. The tackle, Daniels fumbled, recovered by the Yellowhammers. There was a young man, he was slow to get up. He got up. I believe he's got to leave, but he's getting into the huddle. Why is he, they're going to let him. I don't know. 4:09. It's a 4th and 6 for the Yellowhammers. The ball's going to be set on their own 30-yard line. They're going to line up in the deep shotgun, and it's going to be Caden back deep. He's the one who's going to be the passer run option. Caden grabs the ball. He's just going to try to run. Still on his feet. He's going to have enough for a first down, but he's brought down hard at midfield by Cabrera. It was a 4th and 9. He was able to get about 11 yards on the carry. He didn't even look to throw the ball. He just took off running. So it's 1st and 15 for the Yellowhammers now. The ball is on. It looks like the butt of the ball is on the 40-yard line. They're going to line up in the deep shotgun set again. There's the snap. It's pitched back to...
Boom! Hit him! An intercepted! Good play by Juarez! Ran back deep, hit Caden right as he was throwing the ball. The ball went right to Zane Allen back out there, the senior, and Allen was able to intercept the ball. So it's first down, Bulldog. Good play for the Bulldog. Second interception of the game for Ira, both by seniors. In the first half, we had Partain with a big interception. And in the second half, we just had Zane Allen. So, huge play for the seniors for the Bulldogs. Stan Strong stops his potent rotating offense, and now the Ira High gets set. There's a snap. Hernandez hands it off to Juarez. Juarez gets the ball, runs it forward for about 10 yards. Coach is upset. Looks like they might have been a late hit, but nothing was called. 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading 48-24. They get in a tight formation. Handed off to Juarez. Underneath Juarez. That's about to the near side. Here's off to the left. He's got one guy. He's going to power through. Right out of bounds. The tackle out of bounds, but it wasn't called, Jeff Dimitri. So it's going to be a first and goal for the Bulldogs. The ball's going to be set at the 4-yard line. Big play from Juarez. Bulldogs leading 48-24 with 2:51 left in the third. Yeah, it's going to be first and goal from the 3 for the Bulldogs. Clock stopped as Juarez was pushed out of bounds. Bulldogs going to get set in another tight formation. There's a snap. It's going to be handoff to Juarez underneath. Juarez is going to drag the whole team in for a touchdown. Every Yellowhammer and their dog tried to be in on the tackle, and Juarez said not enough, and he powered his way into the end zone for a touchdown for the Bulldogs. That puts the score up 54-24 with the field goal attempt coming on. Bishop the snapper, Hernandez the holder, Cabrera the kicker. There's a snap. Goal to kick. The ball is up. And it's good.
The first score of the third quarter.
Bulldogs take over 56-24 in what has started to become kind of a scrappy game, getting a little bit chippy. The coaches are getting upset at the refs. The players are getting upset at each other. But the Bulldogs are maintaining their control. I want to say thanks to all of our sponsors who support these broadcasts. Sponsors include Prosperity Bank, proudly supporting the Iowa Bulldogs. Prosperity Bank offers team checking and home financing. Doug and Susie White, proud Iowa Bulldogs, the graduate of Iowa with a family of four generations of graduates, starting with our two mothers, both of us, our two sons, Rodney and Ronald. Grandson, Rowdy. Rowdy was a fifth generation of his mother's side. Orange and black runs through our veins. Proud to be Iowa Bulldogs supporters. The Iowa Booster Club. Proudly supporting all Iowa Bulldog activities on the field or in the classroom. Visit our Facebook page to find out how to help. Legacy Fuel. We sell propane, diesel, and lubricants. We've been in business since 1937. We deliver to Scurry County and the surrounding areas. All right, Bulldogs. Break the huddle. We're going to kick off from left to right. They've got the wind at their back for the kickoff, which is an advantage. The last two times they've done it, they just put Partain up there. He's more of a power kicker. He needs to get through the back of the end zone. This time it's going to be Cabrera. They've got Daniels. They're bringing Daniels as the deep man back. It's dangerous when he catches the ball, but they've got Daniels standing at the 20-yard line. Where it's going to be an onside kick. It's going to be picked up by the Yellow Jacket, or the Yellow Hammers, sorry. And they're going to be tackled and brought down around midfield. We'll see exactly where they spot it. Castillo with the Bulldog in on the tackle. So it'll be a first and 15 from the Yellow Hammer 39-yard line. Yellowhammers get set in a tight formation. They're going to have a short shotgun. The quarterback's maybe 3 yards behind the center. There's snaps to be handoff underneath. Now a reverse running on the near side. It's going to be Caden who's there, but Collier reads it out and pushes him out of bounds. Gain of about 5 yards, 6 yards maybe. We'll see. It's going to be second and around 10. They're saying 9 upstairs, so we'll call it 10 on the broadcast. Second and 10. Bulldogs leading 56-24 with 2:33 left in the third quarter. Again, somehow in typical West Texas fashion, there's some dark clouds all around us. It's sprinkled a little bit, but yet the rain hits and just kind of doesn't hit on the field. And so we'll keep playing. Yellowhammers break the huddle. They've got 6 seconds before they have to snap the ball. Stand it back. They're going to hand it off. The ball's on the ground. It's a fumble. It's going to be picked up by the Bulldogs. Juarez picks the ball up, tries to run, and he's going to be tackled. So it's going to be Bulldog ball now. Juarez recovers a fumble from the Yellowhammers. Bulldogs are going to take over. The ball's being set right on the midfield line. Bulldogs leading 54-24 with 2:28 left in the half. This is where my math is not good. Bulldogs have a 32-point lead and they're on offense. Going to get set in the Ira eye. There's the pitch back to Partain looking to throw the ball. Partain's going to pass it deep. He's got Cabrera right there. And it's going to be a pass interference. Clearly so. The ball was just short. Cabrera came back to try to get it. The defender never turned around. Just ran right through Cabrera. So it's going to be pass interference on the Yellowhammers. Referees are walking. Yeah, that's what they're going to call. It's going to be a 15-yard penalty, and it'll be a first down for the Bulldogs. So now it's going to be first and 15 from the Yellowhammer 25-yard line. 2:21 left in the third quarter. Bulldogs leading 56-24. It's a 32-point difference.
And the Bulldogs on offense and driving. They get set in the IRA eye now. It's Hernandez under center. Juarez behind him. Partain behind him. This is that pitch back to Partain running on the far side. Partain kept it up in the middle. He's going to be stood up by several of the Yellowhammer defenders. He gained, oh, maybe a yard on the run. Yeah, he gained a yard. It's going to be second and 14 for the Dogs. Oh, I guess not. They moved it back. It's second and 15 now. 1:53 left in the third and counting. 56 seconds. Bulldogs leading 56-24. Dogs break the huddle. They're going to get set in a shotgun formation. Hernandez, Matt, Partain behind him. There's a snap. Pitch back to Partain. Partain running around looking to throw the ball. He's going to toss it to Corey, who catches the ball. Corey makes one spin move. Still on his feet. Dives forward. A great play. That puts the Bulldogs in a 12-13-yard gain. That's going to set up a third and three for the Bulldogs. Ball is set at the Yellowhammer 14-yard line. 1:12 left in the third and counting. Bulldogs going to get set in the IRA-I. It's Hernandez and Juarez and Partain. There's the snap. Handoff underneath to Juarez. Juarez is able to run forward. He's got enough for a first down. He's going to get face mask called on the play. It's the first penalty the sideline judge has called during the game. It's pretty egregious face mask. And that's what he called. I just saw him signal to the white. Nobody else knows, but I saw he signaled it to the white hat. And there is an injured yellow jacket. Not yellow jacket. Yellow hammer down on the field. We'll take this to break to thank all of our sponsors who support these broadcasts, and that includes McWilliams Pharmacy, the only locally owned and operated pharmacy in Snyder. We have all sorts of gifts and home decor that provide immunizations and a wide variety of over-the-counter items. We deliver and try to make your health and care a part of what we do best. Legacy Fuels, we sell propane, diesel, and lubricants and have been in the business since 1937. We deliver to Scurry County and the surrounding areas. And I'm going the wrong way. Sorry. Bell Cypher and Steel Funeral Home, independently owned and operated, serving Snyder, Arrow, Hermley, and Scurry County for many years. Go Bulldogs. The Snyder Chamber of Commerce. Now, the Chamber of Commerce and Visitor Center provides a strong foundation for our community by partnering with businesses and promoting growth through chamber support and tourism. Go get some dogs. Snyder Iron and Metal. The top price is paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, car bodies, on-site cleanup available, roll-off container services, portable shears, magnets, balers, and car crushers. No job is too tall, too large, or too tall. Call today. Structural Pipe and Rob are available with locations in Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Kickwater, and Andrews. All right, the young man who... the yellow hammer is hurt. He's going to be able to walk off under his own power. There's a face mask. Demetri had enough for a first down. And you can tell he's on the face mask. It's going to be half the distance to the goal. So it's going to be a first and goal for the Bulldogs from the 4-yard line. All right, Bulldogs going to get set in the IRA eye. Hernandez, Juarez, Partain. There's a snap and handoff underneath. The ball's on the ground. The Bulldogs fumble, and the Yellowhammers are able to recover. So now it'll be first and 15 from their own 4-yard line for the Yellowhammers. The Dominant Dog defense needs to stand up and show out here with 55 seconds left in the third quarter. Yellowhammer's going to get set in a short shotgun set. They've got Daniels set deep. There's the snap at the end of two. Daniels running underneath. And Dylan's hit immediately. The ball's on the ground, but the Bulldogs are going to recover. So, one play, the Bulldogs fumble on the 4-yard line. The next play, Yellowhammer's fumble on the 1-yard line. So now it's going to be first and goal from the 1. The Dominant Dog defense showed their teeth and said, we will get the ball back. right, Bulldog's going to break the huddle. Come out in the IRA-I. It's Hernandez, Juarez, Partain. There's the snap. And hand up underneath the Juarez. Juarez falls into the end zone. Play a touchdown. His third rushing touchdown of the night. So that was Juarez just underneath. Able to get the 1 yard for the touchdown. That puts the Bulldogs up 62-24. 57th left. Bishop's the snapper. Hernando the holder. Cabrera the kicker. There's the snap. The hold. The kick. The ball's up. And it's good. So now the Bulldogs are up 54-54 with 50 seconds left in the third quarter. That's 40 points for all you math gurus out there.
I want to say thanks for supporting these broadcasts. Includes Crossroads Oil and Gas. Crossroads Oil and Gas was established in 2019. In 2020, we purchased Apache's Easter Shelf property located primarily in Surrey, Borden, and Fisher counties. A field office is located in Iowa, Texas, to support local vendors and charities. Proudly employ local residents in the oil and gas industry. The First Church of God in Iowa. The Iowa Church of God proudly supports the Iowa Bulldogs. Visit our Facebook page at Church of God, Iowa Baptist Church. Seek to make disciples who make disciples for gospel-centered teaching, worship, community, and service. Head on over to fbciowa.com or check them out on Facebook and Instagram for more information. Texas Farm Bureau agent Stormy Sellers providing home insurance for auto, home, and life. Call Stormy for a free quote. And Ira Pump and Supply. Call Ira Pump and Supply for all your downhole pump and oil field supply needs. Bulldog's going to get set. Yellowhammer's going to send back to Caden, and it's going to be Cabrera, who's the kicker for the Bulldogs. He kicks it onside, he kicks it deep, and he's going to kick it deep this time, too, on the far sideline. Caden's going to pick it up at the 10-yard line. Still on his feet, but hit by several Bulldog defenders. The ball's out of the board, kick it out! It's going to be Cabrera, the kicker for the Bulldogs, who has the ball, he runs it in the end zone. This is the touchdown, this is Arbor, and it is! I don't think you can... The refs never blew the whistle to say the ball was down. They're trying to say the ball was down. That's where he's going to huddle. Yellowhammer's got the ball. They fumbled. It was picked up by Cabrera. Cabrera ran it into the end zone. It was called a touchdown. If it's a touchdown, that puts the Bulldogs up 46 points, and it's a game with 34 seconds left to the third. If they say he was down, the Bulldogs are going to go back on offense. The referees are all held up. As they've done much of the night. Signal and touchdown. Bulldogs win. All right, sorry. I was waiting for the horn to go off, but that is the final score. Bulldogs are going to end up 45 in the Yellowhammer. 70-24 with 34 seconds left in the third quarter. So Bulldogs take a 1-0 lead in district. The other teams are playing their district games here. They'll start here momentarily, I would think, as long as the weather permits. I believe our referees are going to the Hunley roving game. So we'll be back with you live next week as the Bulldogs take on the Roby Lions from Ira. I encourage you, if you can make it out, try to go see the game. And if you can't, I'll be with you live for some play-by-play. I've been more.